Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior. He's our soon coming King. It is prayer time once again in this city and everywhere. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up today. You started us on a brand new day. And for this, we give you the glory. We tell you thank you, Father, because as we laid down and slumbered and slept last night, you touched us with a finger of love. And we give you the glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Oh, God, that you would speak a word into their minds and to their lives now. Oh, God, that you would bring comfort to someone that has a broken heart on today. Oh, God, that you would bring healing, God, that you would do healing inside and out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, someone need emotional healing now. God, we ask that you touch now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give your name the glory and we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today we're going to go into the book of St. Luke. St. Luke, the fourth chapter. And we will start at the 16th verse down to the 21st verse. And I want to leave a thought with you on today. And that thought is, he came to set the captive free. He came to set the captive free. Luke 4 and 16 reads, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.'" He came to set the captive free. And here we see what Jesus was saying to, as he began to talk to the people. Here he was rejected at Nazareth. And here Jesus gives a purpose of his spirit anointed ministry. It is to preach the gospel to the poor, the destitute, the afflicted, the humble, those who crushed in spirit, those who are brokenhearted, and those who tremble at his word. It is to heal those who are bruised and oppressed. This healing involves the total man, both physical and spiritual. It is to open the spiritual eyes of those blinded by the world and Satan, in order that they might see the truth of God's good news. He came to set the captive free. It is to proclaim the time of true freedom and salvation from Satan's domain, from sin, fear, and guilt. All those who are filled with the Spirit are called to share Jesus' ministry in these same ways. Jesus came to set the captive free. He said, the Bible says, And the book was delivered unto him. And he took the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's good news. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. And the 21st verse said, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He came to set the captive free. Regardless of what you're going through in your life, you may be bound by many things, but I just read for you that Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, to preach the gospel to the poor. That's good news. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. So a lot of times, regardless of what we go through in life, we are brokenhearted. We've been broken in many places. But I want you to know today that Jesus can heal a broken heart. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What Jesus was saying is, I came to set the captive free. He came to heal the brokenhearted. Because when you're captive, you are in the hands of someone else. You're in a cage. Think of a bird or an animal that's in a cage and they're captive. They can't get free unless someone go and open that cage so that they can get out. Well, Jesus came to set the captive free. He was anointed by the Holy Ghost to set the captive free. He was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. He was anointed to heal the brokenhearted. He was anointed to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind. And we see through scripture that Jesus laid his hands on people, and the man that was blind, how Jesus spit in the dirt and rubbed it in the clay and put it on his eye, he received his sight. Jesus was anointed to set the captive free. He has given us that same anointing to set the captives free. Regardless of whatever you're going through, I want you to know today that there is hope for you. You may be bound by an addiction, but there is hope for you, because Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. He came to give sight to the blind. He came to set at liberty them that are bruised. He came to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And the Bible says, after he stood and he read unto the congregation what the Lord, what God had anointed him to do, the Bible says, and he closed the book and he gave it to the minister and he sat down. And all the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. They were looking at him. And he said unto them, this day is a scripture fulfilled in your ears. Another translation says in your hearing. But Jesus came to set the captives free. He's still setting the captives free. regardless of what you're bound in, all you have to do is cry loud and cry out to Jesus. He'll set you free. All you have to do is find your place and get you a place, just quietness of your room, a pullover on the side of the road. In your heart, you can cry out, help, Lord. Help, God. I'm in a situation that I can't get out. I'm hooked on drugs and I just can't get free of them. God, I need you to get me out of this situation that I'm in and I just can't find myself and find the strength to get out of this. But I came to offer you Jesus on today. He came to set the captive free. He came to loose your shackles. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He came to open your blind eyes. Yes, you may think that you're not blind because you have spirit, you have normal eyesight, but spiritually you are blind. Oh, God, I thank you. And Jesus came to set you free. He came to heal the brokenhearted. He cares about you. He cares about everything you're going through. He cares about that broken heart that you are nursing. He cares about it because you're saying, God, nobody understands this situation I'm in. But I'm here today to tell you that God cares. He cares so much for you that he sent his son. Son gave his life. Son hung on Calvary cross. Why? Because God the Father looked and he couldn't find nobody that could stand before him for our righteousness. Jesus never did any wrong, but he took upon himself our sins on Calvary. And because he took upon himself our sins, he died and he was buried and he resurrected by the power of the Holy Ghost. I want you to know today, just as he stood in that synagogue years, long time ago, and he said, I have been anointed, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's good news. That he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive. He came to set the captive free. He came to let you know that you don't have to be bound anymore. He came to give you life and life more abundantly. The Bible says in John 10:10 that Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that you may have life and that ye may have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ came that you may live because he came to set the captive free. You don't have to be bound by whatever situation you're in. The songwriter wrote a song and he said, Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. That I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. He saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. He came to set the captives free. We had no hope had it not been for God sending Jesus, his son. Jesus came and he was our way out. Jesus was made our scapegoat for us because he won the victory on Calvary. He came to set you free. He came to bring deliverance to your mind. He came to bring deliverance to your soul. He came to bring healing to your body. He came to make you whole. He came to pick up that brokenhearted and all those pieces, he put them back together again. There was a little saying that we used to say when we were children, Humpty Dumpty fell on the wall and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king horses and all the king men couldn't put Humpty together again. But I tell you, Jesus Christ can put you back together again. No matter how many broken pieces you have, Jesus Christ will put you back together again. He came to set the captives free. Follow us on Twitter at GGBrown77, and you can find us on the website. We have a web and it is hopefortodayministry.org. On there, you can donate to Hope for Today, and the seed that you sow, it'll never leave your life. Until the next time, there's hope. for today.